The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Engineers in Maryland have begun the daunting task of removing the remains of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge from the Patapsco River, blocking the port of Baltimore. The Biden administration is emphasizing bipartisanship in the wake of the collapse.
Some Republicans in Congress are cool to the idea of the federal government paying for the reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge as proposed by President Biden. Asked about the possibility of GOP resistance, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said,
"You know, today this is happening in Baltimore. Tomorrow it could be your district, and we really need to stand together, red, blue, and purple, to get these things done."
Officials in Washington and Maryland say it's too soon to know the price tag of rebuilding the bridge. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Easter Sunday, and Christians all around the world are celebrating. This is SRN News.
This week on the Michelle Tafoya Podcast.
The education we're serving up today ain't what it used to be, and it's proving to be somewhat worthless, and yet we're still paying tuition for it. There's got to be a change, but it doesn't come from taking care of other people's debts. I just see a lot of people willing to trade freedom and liberty for bigger government and socialism and Marxist values.
Streaming on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Salem Podcast Network.
Are you looking for a quick, honest assessment with no pressure sales for your roofing, siding, or gutter project? Hey, it's Matthew with the Kingdom Builders Roofing, your local Minnesota-grown contractor. We hear it all the time. Our customers appreciate our quality of work and how we genuinely care about them and their project. Our crews are great to work with, easy to schedule, and we show up on time. If you're looking for a no-obligation consultation, visit thekingdombuilders.com to learn more. That's thekingdombuilders.com.
Have you been thinking about buying a hot tub? This deal is for you. Introducing the Dominion L740 Hot Tub, featuring ergonomic seating with a lounger, powerful jets, and customizable lighting. A luxurious experience tailored to your preferences. Transform your backyard into your personal oasis. This beautiful hot tub is now half price at $49.97.50 installed. Includes cover, stairs, and more. To claim the station's deal, go to mndeals.com. Don't wait. We only have one at this price. Visit mndeals.com now.
Would you buy a brand new furnace and heat pump today if it were half price? We have one brand new Rheem furnace and heat pump from GTS HVAC Inc., and we're selling it for half price. You get a new furnace and heat pump installed valued at $16,000 for just $8,000. Hurry, there's only one available. Call the station for details at 651-405-8800 or find it online at am1280thepatriot.com/half off or email office@salemtc.com. All available rebates and tax credits apply.
Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. Are you sick of all the fancy charts and investment mumbo-jumbo thrown at you to justify the Wall Street fees you're being charged? It's not the size of your nest egg that matters, but rather the income it can produce. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who have retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money into this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call today to speak to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 888-365-1409. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. So don't delay. Call right now, 888-365-1409. That's 888-365-1409.
There are over 5 million podcasts out there with over 70 million episodes between them. But let's face it, only a few have the Salem stamp of approval. Before getting lost in that jungle, find the ones we recommend at SalemPodcastNetwork.com
or the app. Find Charlie Kirk, Dinesh D'Souza, Trish Regan, Jenna Ellis, and Dennis and Julie, and tons more. We vet their content so you don't have to. And the nice thing is, just like this radio station, they're always on message. SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio monthly for connection. If you value this station, help ensure it stays in vehicles for the next generation by visiting dependonam.com.
Whether you're preparing for a typical Sunday morning or a special holiday service, you'll find an array of helpful creative tools from Worship House Media. From countdown timers to sermon illustrations, visit worshiphousemedia.com. That's worshiphousemedia.com, a division of Salem Media Group.
World of Aviation is pre-recorded and paid for by Thunderbird Aviation.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
It's time for the World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation in Bloomington and by Thunderbird Aviation, with locations at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. Here now is your host, Al Momberg.
Thanks, Doc. This morning we're going to meet and talk with Jim Goodall, who's had an incredible life. Having just said that out loud, I would say that's an understatement. Jim is the guy who is the driving force behind bringing an SR-71 Blackbird spy plane to the Minnesota Air National Guard base at Fort Snelling. Now, how does a staff sergeant do that? Well, we'll find out. Jim, welcome to the world of aviation. You've written around 29 books, and where did you find the time to do that?
You can get one book a year now, because I do. I'm doing a whole bunch of other things, but it's something I never ever thought I'd do. I hated term papers. I hated writing. I hated anything to do with books. And what do? What I have now, 29 books in print. I'm surprised about that. And I look back at my 79 years on this planet. And that's today, by the way.
Well, happy birthday.
Today. Yeah. And I look back at what I've done, and I scratch my head and I said, how in the heck did I pull that off? And then it just goes on. And I just say, it's probably the most incredible thing I've ever done outside of my children is getting the Blackbird for the Minnesota Air Guard Museum. That was it was something that you couldn't do today. And if anybody would said, I have to laugh at everybody when I told them what I wanted to do. I wanted to get a Blackbird for our museum. And they all laughed. And the reason why I thought I could get one, the then president and general manager of the Lockheed Skunk Works, Mr. Ben Rich, we had ongoing conversation for over 20 years, about once a quarter. Most of the time he'd call me or I'd call him, and we didn't just talk airplanes. And in August of 89, he called me up at home, other than Eden Prairie at the time. And he said, Jim, the Blackbird, I got it from the horse's mouth. He was going to say a different part of the anatomy, but he sort of stopped for a second. He said, the horse's mouth. He said, the Blackbird's not going to make a true Congress. I said, and then he said, if anybody can scrounge one, it's you. So I just laughed at that. That tickled me. So I immediately went over to the guard base. This was before cell phones, so long distance calls were expensive. And today's youth have no idea. And I called up the Adjutant General of the State of New York. And I called up, and the secretary answered the phone and said, General Weaver's office. And I said, yes, ma'am, this is Sergeant Goodall with the 133rd Airlift Wing in Minneapolis. And she said, what can I do for you, Sergeant? She said, is the general in? I said, just a minute, I'll put you through. So General Weaver gets on, and I said, sir, first of all, he said, Sergeant, how can I help you? And I said, sir, I have a proposition. How would the New York Air Guard like to move the world's fastest airplane in a couple of your C-5s? Dead silence, He said, for a few seconds, he said, "You mean the Blackbird?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "When you're ready, you call Will Hall." So I went. I went over to the guard base, and I worked for Major General Al Schwab at the time. And I said, "General Schwab, I want to get a Blackbird for the museum." He starts laughing at me. I said, "General, do me a favor." He said, "What's that?" "Give me the opportunity to fail." I said, "All right, Smarty, how are you going to get it here?" I said, "I got that covered." His mouth about fell down. "What do you mean you have that covered?" I said, "The New York Air Guard will fly here in a couple of their C-5s." And his mouth just hit the floor almost. So I went to Rosemont, I went to Honeywell, I went to Dayton Hudson Corporation, and I got money. Dayton's, Jack Eason was the creative director at the time. He was also a dear friend of mine. And I asked Jack, he said, you think you can get Dayton's to fund a documentary on the recovery of our Blackbirds? And he said, "It's my department." so he got a professional videographer out in Palmdale, I wrote a letter, and I got the entire Minnesota congressional delegation to sign off. At the time, 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans, and I don't think they've agreed on anything before or since, but they all signed off on it. And then just before Desert Storm broke out, I got a... we got the okay from the Air Force Museum assigning us the 8th production Blackbird. And it was the big brother to the SR-71. It's called the A-12. It's a single-place Blackbird. You can't tell the difference if you're not really familiar with the airplane. So we got the okay, and I just went absolutely nuts. So... on October 10th, 1991, we finally were able to go to Palmdale Air Force Plant 42, where the Lockheed Skunk Works is located. And we flew in with the C-130. We had 18,000 pounds of cargo. I had 12 other Air Guard NCOs with me. I had... 3 chief master sergeants. One of them was Andy Hofdahl. The other one was Billy Flashpeter. And I can't remember Dean's last name, but he was also. And I had a couple E9, E8, a couple master sergeants, and the rest of us were tech sergeants, E6s. We got there. We moved the airplane over to the Skunk Works. And the guy from the Skunk Works, I went over there in tow tug with a tow tab, tug, and he said, "Who are you guys?" I said, "What do you mean?" I said, "We got the word down from the president of Lockheed Skunk Works to treat you guys like royalty." And I just sort of smiled. I said, "Well, that's my friend Brent Ben Rich," and they did. It was just fantastic. Normally, when the Air Force team went to Beale Air Force Base to take apart their Blackbird to move it to Hill Air Force Base, it took them 6 weeks to dismantle it. We went in with K-12 rescue saws and guys with, we probably had 500 years of aviation maintenance and repair with the crew we had. And we took it apart in 2.5 days. And then we flew back to Minneapolis, and then on the 27th of October, we flew back to Palmdale. And that was the day that the New York Air Guard C-5s arrived. Now, I had measured the floorboards of the C-5 on 5 different airplanes to make sure that they're all a little bit different, to make sure we had enough room to roll the airplane in on its landing gear. And the way I calculated, we had an inch and a half of total clearance on the side rails to put the airplane in. And I figured if it was a little bit tight, we always put a chain, a come along or a chain hoist in between the landing gear and torque it in. But we didn't have to do that. So on the 27th, we loaded it in. And one of the funny things that happened, I was at the museum, and I get a call from the Secretary of the Air Force Office of Public Affairs. And it's a Fulbright colonel. He said, it's Colonel so-and-so from Air Force. I need to speak to the officer in charge of the recovery of your Blackbird. I said, you're speaking to him. So, well, you know, you're a sergeant. I said, I want to talk to the officer in charge. And I said, Colonel, I am the man in charge. How can I help you? I said, Monday through Friday, I'm a vice president of a company. On weekends, once a month, I'm a weekender. But I'm in charge. So if you have a request, it has to go through me. How can I help you? And he just, you could tell he didn't want to ask. He said, would you allow us to come on to the facility and take pictures and some video? I said, absolutely. When you arrive on the 27th, you go into security, which is outside of the perimeter of the Skunk Works. You tell them that Tech Sergeant Goodall gave you permission to come on to shoot a float in the airplane. And I could just visualize his face just crunching up with, oh, God, I got to do this for a sergeant. I mean, Air Guard generals are guys you can go up to and say, hey, Al, or whatever, not the Air Force.
Oh, hilarious. So, Jim, hold on. We've got to take a break, and we will we'll pick up with the colonel and the photographs and his face squinching up.
Okay.
We'll take a break. Jim Goodall is our guest, and there's many more stories that you are about to hear. You're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation with two locations in the metro, Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is the World of Aviation. There is no time like the present to start your career in aviation. The aviation industry is hiring, and Academy College is here to help you turn your goals into reality. Earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business or aviation. Select a career-specific course that will enhance your knowledge. If you are an aviation enthusiast, you can enroll in the Commercial Pilot Aviation Management or the FAA-approved dispatch course. What makes Academy College unique is they truly want to meet their students where they are. They understand that everyone's circumstances are different, and they want to support you and see you succeed. They can help you achieve this by allowing the flexibility to attend classes in person or virtually. With small class sizes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere, it's another way of ensuring that when you graduate, you will be a true competitor. Live up to your potential. The sky's the limit with the support of Academy College. Next quarter begins April 8th. Don't delay. Email admissions at academycollege.edu.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1553. 800-296-1553. 800-296-1553. That's 800-296-1553.
A commercial airliner cannot take off without the signed release of the captain and a dispatcher. That is how crucial flight dispatchers are to the industry. Academy College in Bloomington offers a 6 or 10 week FAA-approved flight dispatcher course. This course is an intensive course that covers regulations, meteorology, aircraft systems, and performance, along with so much more.
The FAA-approved dispatcher course is approved by airlines throughout the industry. Class sizes are limited to maintain a healthy instructor-to-student ratio. For those who qualify, this program is eligible for the application of VA benefits. Academy College is located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494. For more information, visit Academy's website at academycollege.edu. That's academycollege.edu. Next quarter begins April 8th. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Jim Goodall is our guest, and where we left off, you got a call from a colonel, a full bird colonel, and he seems to be a little distressed at having to get permission from a tech sergeant in the Minnesota Air National Guard. That's where we left off. Please continue.
Oh, yeah. So on October 27th, 1991, we were all there. And flight lines, you don't wear a hat, you don't salute. So I'm out there just taking pictures. That's what I do. And I see this colonel, and I go up to him. I said, "Colonel," says, "I see you made it okay." And he said, "Yeah." I mean, he didn't want to even acknowledge the fact that I'm the one who gave him permission to come on board. But so we had the crew out there. We had 12 crew members from the New York Air Guard that were crewed the C-5. We're getting everything all ready. Andy Hoftaw was directing the front end. I mean, Billy was directing the back end to make sure that it was coming into the C-5 just fine. And we loaded it all up. And later on that afternoon, the RC-130 headed back to Minnesota. I'm with the airplane, the Blackbird. And we take off and we fly from Palmdale, which is just outside of Los Angeles, up to Travis Air Force Base. They didn't have fuel at Air Force Plant 42 at Palmdale, so we had to go up there and get fuel. And we spent the night. Morning, we come in. The chief master sergeant, load master, is back there, checking the load. I'm down there with them. And then we take off, and we're heading to Minnesota. And we're about, maybe 45 minutes out of Travis, and we're at cruising altitude, and the chief is going down into the cargo hold to check the load. And I said, "Chief, can I go with you?" And he said, "Well, Norma, the answer would be no, since you're not an air crew member, but since this is your project, come on down." So I go down, I walk around the airplane, check it out, and then climbed up on the landing gear, because we cut the wings off just outside the main landing gear. And we had to take off the outer wheels and brake assembly to clear the areas on the floorboard. And I walked along the chine, and I had a wheel chock holding the canopy open. The canopy is all metal with quartz glass, and it's really, really heavy. And normally the counterbalance is filled with nitrogen, and it had leaked out. So I walk up there, and I opened up the canopy. I had a 5-gallon bucket that I put into the ejection seat, was all the way down, and I put a cushion on it. This is before we loaded it. I get into the cockpit, I close the canopy, and I'm in there for about 45 minutes. I'm just looking around and said, "This is cool." And I was like a 10-year-old kid. I mean, it was just fun. And after about 45 minutes, the chief wrapped on the bottom of the airplane, the Blackbird, and I opened the canopy and says, "What? What's happening?" He said, "I'm going back upstairs, and you have to come. Come up with me." So we went back upstairs, and I'm just thinking, "Well, that was one of the coolest things I've done is do that." And then we're just starting our descent into Minneapolis, and he said, "The boss said you can be in the cockpit when we land." And I said, "I'm already up in the forward air where the cockpit is. Behind the wing box, there's room for 75 people. He said, "No, downstairs." Hmm. So I went back down again, got in the cockpit, And I was in the airplane, in the cockpit, when it landed in Minneapolis. And when it rolled out of the C-5, you couldn't have slapped a grin off my face with a 2x4 with nails in it. I was just, it was like winning the Super Bowl, the World Series, and the Stanley Cup all in one. And I finally get out. It was that was the 28th of October.
What year? What year are we talking here?
1991.
In 91.
And if you remember, in Minneapolis on Halloween, 1991 mm-hmm. was the beginning of a 61-inch multi-storm snowstorm.
Yeah.
And of course I couldn't do anything moving the airplane to where we were going to work on it, you know, in that much snow. As it turns out, it didn't snow again until March. the next day after we unloaded in Minneapolis, I called up Ben Rich. I said, Ben, I think I've done something that no one else can ever beat. He said, what's that? I said, I'm the only person on the planet to been in the cockpit of a Blackbird at 33,000 feet at Mach 8.72 inside another airplane. Plus, I landed it in that same configuration. He just starts laughing. He said, I was laughing so hard I was afraid I was going to wet my pants. So it's something that no one in the world can achieve. Because of the stupid rules they have nowadays about fraud, waste, and abuse and whatever.
It's changed, hasn't it?
It was just one of the most fun things I've ever done. And when I look at it, anytime I see the Blackbird, I fall in love with it. I was an 18-year-old E3. I was an airman second class. On March 10th, 1964, I was at Edwards Air Force Base. I was temporary duties, PDY, as they call it, from Lowry Air Force Base in Denver to support three programs at Edwards Air Force Base. And they were the YC-141 Starlifter, the XB-30 Valkyrie, which was the Mach 3 bomber, and a classified program. Well, it turns out that classified program was the Blackbird. It was the YF-12, and it was the interceptor version of the SR-71. And on March 10th, 1964, at 3:15 in the afternoon, I'm waiting to load onto a Piaggio turboprop that flew from Edwards Air Force Base to Hawthorne, California, which is a suburb of L.A. It was a Northrop shuttle. It was going from Edwards to Hawthorne, and it did that several times a day. And I was going to go down and see my grandmother down on the beach. So I'm waiting to get in the airplane because I had put in a lot of overtime. In the military, you don't get paid overtime, but they will give you comp time for overtime. So I had most of the week off. This is a Tuesday afternoon. And so I hear this roar, and I see us being blown halfway across Rogers Dry Lake. And I run down the taxiway, and I look towards the XB-70 test pad. And at first I thought it was the X-15 rocket, North American rocket plane. But the people were too small. And then I hear, hey, we're loading. So I ran back up. We got into Azure. We took off right over Rogers Dry Lake, and as we banked over, they just shut down the Blackbird, and they were towing a C-130 in front of it, going somewhere else. So I knew the size of the C-130, and I looked down, almost straight down on this airplane, and I can't believe what I'm seeing. I mean, this is Buck Rogers. This is 1964. Here is a airplane designed to fly at 2,100 miles an hour at or above 80,000 feet. And it had only been 15 years since Jaeger broke the sound barrier in the X-1. And here they're building, Skunk Works building a manned air-breathing airplane to fly continuously at 2,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's also the very last operational airplane to be designed exclusively with slide rules. There were no computers back then.
No.
They started designing this thing in 1958.
Jim, if I can interject, please. How long was the SR-71 at the Minnesota Air National Guard at Fort Snelling? And we've got to ask the story of how the CIA absconded with this airplane.
Those rats. We had it 15 years, and the Air Force Museum never really appreciated the Minnesota Air Guard Museum because we were the only one that had a museum like this. And so they were always trying to find reasons to punish us for having something that was a little bit unconventional. So between the Friday after Thanksgiving and I think it was 2010. I was already living in Hawaii. I was the curator at the Pacific Aviation Museum in Pearl Harbor. And I get a call from a buddy of mine there at the guard base. He said, the Air Force Museum is going to try to steal our airplane. And, you know, I actually made the front page of the Wall Street Journal fighting it. And it was for naught, but the Air Force Museum took the airplane. You know, they took it apart and moved it in February of 2010, and moved it to the CIA. They built spent a lot of money on a pylon and an information placards underneath it, and it's up in the air. And they came out with a booklet on Archangel. That's what they called the A-12. The U-2, which the A-12 was going to replace, was called the Angel. So this was the Archangel.
Jim, we got to take a break, and we're going to pick up right where we left off. And I definitely want to ask you were telling me about this when we were talking last week. About the copyrighted photograph that the CIA...
Oh, yeah,
I want to get into that. We will take a break. Okay. Jim Goodall is our guest, and more stories to come. You're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation, two locations in the Twin Cities where I learned to fly, Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie, and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation. Meet with aviation employers and build a strong network in the industry with interviews on site. The next career fair, held by Academy College, will be held on Thursday, April 25th from 5 to 7 at the Academy College Atrium. That's Thursday, April 25th from 5 till 7. Academy College is located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494. Your career will take off with the support of Academy College. Mother's Day is May 12th. Celebrate your mom this year by getting her the experience of flight. Book a scenic flight for the two of you over the Twin Cities, seeing the places that have created wonderful memories for you both from above, all while creating new ones. She will appreciate spending time with you and reminiscing while capturing the picturesque scenes of the Twin Cities area. To book a scenic flight, visit ThunderbirdAviation.com. That's ThunderbirdAviation.com.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Patriot is proud to air the Pledge of Allegiance every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. Brought to you by Furniture Manor of Osseo. If you're a veteran, current service member, or first responder, we would like to honor your service by having you recite the pledge. Please call the Patriot today and we'll book a time for you to visit our Egan studio. Call 651-289-4410. Listen to Pledge of Allegiance weekdays at 7:30 a.m. Brought to you by Furniture Manor of Osseo on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Salem Surround partners with your business to deliver custom digital marketing solutions. Surround your target audience wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review to keep your business top of mind. Learn more at minneapolis.salemsurround.com.
Meet with aviation employers and build a strong network in the industry with interviews on site. The next career fair, held by Academy College, will be held on Thursday, April 25th from 5 to 7 at the Academy College Atrium. That's Thursday, April 25th from 5 till 7. Academy College is located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494. Your career will take off with the support of Academy College. Mother's Day is fast approaching, and what better way to celebrate Mom by booking her a Discovery flight at Thunderbird Aviation, located at Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie or the Crystal Airport. With this experience, she will take flight with a certified instructor, and she'll even fly the plane herself. As you have flown the nest or are planning to, why shouldn't she take flight herself? To book now, visit ThunderbirdAviation.com. That's ThunderbirdAviation.com. You're listening to the World of Aviation. Jim Goodall is our guest, and we'll have more with him in just a second, but I want to remind you that coming up April 13th on Saturday, Fred's going to continue his four-flight weather options and filing flight plans. Fred is the Assistant Chief Flight Instructor at Thunderbird Aviation. And again, he'll continue his review of the four-flight electronic flight bag with a discussion of all the weather information available on that app. And also, they'll be finishing up some leftovers from the February seminar. He'll show how the app makes filing VFR and IFR flight plans very easy. Jim Goodall is our guest. And by the way, that website is thunderbirdaviation.com if you want to check that out. And Jim, where we left off, the CIA has taken this SR-71 Blackbird off of the base at Fort Snelling, the Minnesota Air National Guard base, where it had been for several years. And you were none too pleased, but I think the thing that really got your craw was that they used a photograph that you had taken of the SR-71. What publication did they use your photograph, and how did you retaliate?
Well, they created a booklet for the dedication of the airplane there at CIA headquarters. So all the CIA brass, any of the A-12 pilots, most of them were still alive at the time, and I think a bunch of SR people and some politicians. But they put out a book called Archangel, and I got a copy of it. And I wasn't invited to the dedication, which really irritated me. But I opened up the book, and the very first photo you see is a picture of my airplane taken from the top of the alert hangars there at the Air Guard base. And there's no photo credit. And that just really irritated the heck out of me. And I called a buddy of mine who's a copyright specialist. He went to Harvard, got a law degree, but never practiced law. He just thought it was an interesting thing. So he went to law school. But I said, hey, I got a question. I said, the CIA used one of my photographs in a book or booklet and didn't ask my permission and didn't give me photo credit. And he says, oh, that's not good. And I said, what do you mean? I said, the way the law statutes are, you can charge the CIA $37,500 for the improper use of copyrighted material. So I sent a bill to the Central Intelligence Agency demanding $35,500. And I get this sarcastic, nasty letter a couple of weeks later. He said, well, Mr. Goodall, we could have purchased this photo from a stock photo place for $400, or would have gotten it from Lockheed for free. I said, if you could have, you would have.
Exactly.
I said, my that particular picture has been in 10 publications, including the Wall Street Journal, You know a little circle with that funny little C in it that's after it says voted by James C. Goodall? So I photocopied every aviation magazine or book that that particular picture was in, and I sent it off to the CIA. And I get a call from a Mr. Levine. He introduces himself as the chief legal counsel for the director of Central Intelligence. I mean, that's as high on the food chain as you can get with the scoops. He said, "Mr. Goodall, we got your letter, we got your documentation, and we do agree that, yes, this is your photo. And the gentleman who put the booklet together has a new understanding on the improper use of copyrighted material in a government publication." I said, "But I can't agree to $37,500. And in the back of my head, I'm not saying anything. In the back of my head, I'm thinking, "Yeah, they offer me $500. I'll be happy." And said, "Sir, make me an offer I can't refuse." And he said, $5,000. And I about fell off my chair. I didn't let him know that. I said, "I have one other request." He said, "What's that?" That I want permission to come on to the campus of the CIA there in McLean, Virginia, and I want to be able to do a 360-degree walk-around with my camera of my airplane. And he said, I'll need to get the okay from the Director of Central Intelligence. So about a week later, I get a call, and he said, "It's been approved. When do you want to be here?" And I said, "22 April 2009. I arrived at Reagan Airport. A buddy of mine picked me up. He lived in Montgomery Village, in the suburb of D.C. So I'm using his car. He had two cars. One of them was his daughter's, and she was away. So I got to use the car. So I drive up on the 22nd to the main gate where contractors go there at CIA. And I pull up in my buddy's car, and as I'm rolling down the window, I haven't pulled anything out of my pocket yet. The guard says, "Mr. Goodall, welcome to CIA." And he hands me a card that says, "This is DV only." He says, "Put this on your dash." And Parkway says, "The thing was visitors or DV only spot. It's right at the front door." And leave your camera in the trunk for the time being. So pull up, pull right in front. Oh, I go into the front door of the CIA in this big, huge atrium, and far end, I hear the guard say, "Mr. Goodall, welcome to CIA." Oh, geez. They have my number. They have my number. So it says, "Michelle will be right with you. She is the public affairs officer." And this drop-dead gorgeous blonde in a red suit comes walking down, and she comes, she waves, signal me to come over to the guard, and we go through security. She said, who are you?" "Who am I?" I said, "Because I've been at this job for 17 years, and you're the first civilian to be allowed to come on to the facility and photograph." I said, "Well, I'm just a special guy, but that's my airplane out there, and I got the okay." And he said, "Well, yes, you got the okay. So We're gonna go see Mr. Levine. You have to sign some papers." So I go in there. I was hoping to get a check from the Central Intelligence Agency, but it wasn't. It was just a government-issued check. And I signed some papers that I won't. I can't come back and try to sue him for any more money. And I was delighted. And then we headed out to my car. I picked up my camera, and we walked over to the Blackbird. I'm getting a lot of looks from people because I'm out there taking pictures. I do a complete walk around, and then we head back. I put my camera back into the car, and he said, "Let's go to the gift shop." So we go over to the gift shop. I get myself a CIA T-shirt, which I wish I should have gotten three or four of them because it's just cool.
Yeah.
And I got a polo shirt with a CIA emblem on it, and I was tickled. And then we had a bite to eat, and then I left. And I just, it was one of the more fun things I've done because I've had a lot of military security people say, "Oh God, it's Goodall." and I just I'm very, very well known in the industry. And according to Ben Rich, I don't know how I got on his side of what what his normal routine was, to call me once a quarter or I'd call him. And we would just shoot the bull. I know one time I called
Jim, I'll tell you what, hang on. We're going to take a break because I was going to ask you how you got to know Ben Rich, who was the head of the Skunk Works. I mean, that's got to be an interesting story. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to go into that story because I wanted to know that. That's a great question. Hold on.
All right.
Jim Goodall is our guest, and it's amazing what he has seen. You're listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation, two locations in the Metro, Flying Cloud Airport at Eden Prairie, and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation. There is no time like the present to start your career in aviation. The aviation industry is hiring, and Academy College is here to help you turn your goals into reality. Earn a 2 or 4 year degree in business or aviation. Select a career-specific course that will enhance your knowledge. If you are an aviation enthusiast, you can enroll in the Commercial Pilot Aviation Management or the FAA-approved dispatch course. What makes Academy College unique is they truly want to meet their students where they are. They understand that everyone's circumstances are different, and they want to support you and see you succeed. They can help you achieve this by allowing the flexibility to attend classes in person or virtually. With small class sizes, hands-on instruction, and a competitive atmosphere, it's another way of ensuring that when you graduate, you will be a true competitor. Live up to your potential. The sky's the limit with the support of Academy College. Next quarter begins April 8th. Don't delay. Email admissions@academycollege.edu.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
A commercial airliner cannot take off without the signed release of the captain and a dispatcher. That is how crucial flight dispatchers are to the industry. Academy College in Bloomington offers a 6 or 10 week FAA-approved flight dispatcher course. This course is an intensive course that covers regulations, meteorology, aircraft systems, and performance, along with so much more. The FAA-approved dispatcher course is approved by airlines throughout the industry. Class sizes are limited to maintain a healthy instructor-to-student ratio. For those who qualify, this program is eligible for the application of VA benefits. Academy College is located in Bloomington at the crossroads of 35W and 494. For more information, visit Academy's website at academycollege.edu. That's academycollege.edu. Next quarter begins April 8th. You're listening to The World of Aviation. Jim Goodall is our guest. And, Jim, you've mentioned the name Ben Rich several times as we've been talking. And Ben Rich, I believe, was the second head of Skunk Works.
Correct.
What can you tell us about him? He's a fascinating character.
He was a British citizen. He got his citizenship, before World War II. And he was Kelly Johnson's right-hand man, and probably the only person that could really fill Kelly's shoes. But I met him because of a friend of mine named John Andrews. John Andrews was the kit developer manager for testers. And he had gone to the Air Force Museum asking a mutual friend. He didn't know I knew the guy. A guy named Dave Menard. He's a crusty old master sergeant. He said, is there anybody out there that you know of that can give me information on the Blackbird? And Dave said, you got to call Jim Goodall because he knows everything. So I get a call from John Andrews, and I had met him a couple years earlier, but we just briefly hired John Andrews and Jim Goodall, and off he went. So he called me up. We became instant friends, and we talked almost every day. He was in San Diego, and I was out on the West Coast a lot. And I said, I'm going to be in Las Vegas in next week or whatever it was. And I says, I want to introduce you to a dear friend of mine, and I know you guys are going to hit it off. And that person happened to be John Lear, the son of William Lear.
Yeah.
And because of that friendship, I met a guy named Bob Lazar. I don't know if you've ever heard the name, but he was the first whistleblower that came out in 89 saying that he did reverse engineering on alien spacecraft at a place called S4. So because of John Andrews' friendship with Ben Rich, I just followed right behind. And Ben just admired my passion for all things Skunkworks. And as a matter of fact, when I did a book signing at the Skunkworks in June of 21, when my Blackbird book came out, I got I was presented with a pewter skunk. Turns out I'm the only non-Skunkworks person ever to get this. And it says to James Goodall, great American aviation enthusiast, author, thank you for your lifetime of dedication and support of Skunkworks products. Signed, Jeff Babion, Vice President, General Manager. So out of the 11 Skunkworks bosses from Lee on down, I've met 7 of them. And they all know who I am. And I'm so well known that when it got to where we're going to be getting our Blackbird, when we're going to start taking it apart, I head over to the Skunkworks and I go to security, and no one was at the front counter, but the door was open. And I could hear them at somewhere in the back, and I press the buzzer, and I hear this a woman say, "Who's there?" I said, "Jim Goodall," and dead silence for a second. He said, "D. Jim Goodall." So, well, there's 5 of us. There's my grandfather, who's passed away. My dad, who's passed away. There's my son, James, who was a construction superintendent in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. And there's my grandson, James. So, but I'm probably the person the James Goodall that you know. So she came around and says, "Well, you're not the 800-pound gorilla that I've been told that you were."
Hey, Jim, we're limited on time at this point. You had mentioned reversed engineering.
Yeah.
Do you think that has been done?
Yes. I think 85 to 95% of the UFOs that are out being seen by our military and pilots and whatever, I would believe 85 to 90 some odd percent are ours. And when they talk about UAPs or UFOs, I heard someone say, we refer to UAPs as those are ours, and those that aren't ours are UFOs.
Wow.
So, but I asked Jeff Babion, we're heading over to the U-2 operation after I did our book signing, and I looked him right square in the eye. I went to the back of the limousine, and I said, "Jeff, I got a question." He said, "What's that?" I said, "How much technology is being used in Skunkworks programs?" And he didn't bat an eye. He said, I have no knowledge. I said, "Doesn't mean something wasn't put together before I got here, and it's above my pay grade to know what it was. But we're not doing any reverse engineering here at the Skunkworks," which I think was a line of crap. But that's what he said. Lockheed's official policy, we make no comment at all on UFO questions.
You know, it's interesting when you look at what the Germans were working on with the Batwing airplane.
Oh yeah,
and
I
believe there were two prototypes. I mean, they were so far ahead of themselves. When you look at that, was that when I look at the Batwing, and then you look at the stealths, the F-117 and the B-1. They're so similar. Was that technology taken from the Germans, the idea?
Well, they said during the Cold War to the Russians or the Soviet Union, our German scientists are better than your German scientists. did they have that? Like, you know, I think they've been coming here forever. I've been spending time in Belize. I'm with a group that has gotten permission from the Belize government to excavate the largest unexcavated pyramid complex in Belize. And talking to the Belizean archaeologists, they're now saying that the pyramids are not 2,000 years old. They now feel that they're between 20,000 and 200,000 years old.
Wow.
And the Mayans found them abandoned and repurposed them for their own use.
Wow. How do you explain that?
Pardon?
How could anybody possibly explain those pyramids being that old with how they were built?
I mean, they'd have to have technology that we have no clue of. I mean, in the pyramids, there's no carbon soot in any of the passageways where you would need light. How did they get light?
Yeah,
they've done testing and there hasn't been any.
Is there anything in your lifetime that you saw that even you couldn't believe?
No. And people say, "Have you seen a UFO?" And I said, "No, but I know they're there. I know we're being visited." I was a docent at Kitt Peak National Observatories for a couple of years, and on the 2.1 meter telescope that Caltech was using, they're using it remotely, using adaptive optics. They took a very, very small area of our Milky Way, and over the course of 5 years, they cataloged 8,000 plus exoplanets.
Yeah.
And then just before I quit, my knees were giving out. Just before I quit, we had a pop and pizza party at the headquarters here at the University of Arizona. And the head guy of the National Science Foundation on Astronomy came there to give a talk about exoplanets. And he said, "We just returned from a worldwide conference on exoplanets using proven mathematical formulas. We calculate that for every star in the universe, there's 1.5 planets. And out of that incredible number, we calculate that there are 2 billion, that's with a B, 2 billion Earth-like planets orbiting a similar-sized brown dwarf star in the inhabitable zone with liquid water. And to quote Jodie Foster's character in the movie Contact, if we're the only ones, what a waste of space."
Yeah.
So
what a great line.
I mean, it's they're here. They've been here. They've been coming here forever. You look at some of the ancient carvings and stone in countries all over the world showing crafts in the air. And the writings are saying that the gods came down from the sky, did this, and then left.
Amazing.
So I think we are a depository for every insane person in the universe, and they come and just dump us in downtown Minneapolis or downtown Seattle or whatever.
Jim, unfortunately, this hour is just flowing by. I think we're going to have you come back on the show if you wouldn't mind.
There are
so many things that we can talk about. Hold on, I'll talk you off air here. Jim Goodall, our guest, and you've been listening to The World of Aviation, sponsored by Academy College of Aviation, located in Bloomington at 35W and 494, and by Thunderbird Aviation, two locations in the metro, Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie and at the Crystal Airport. This is The World of Aviation.
World of Aviation is paid for by Thunderbird Aviation.
GodTube.com. Inspiration, comedy, music, faith, and fun. Get the best of GodTube every morning and start your day with a smile. Great faith-based videos sent to your inbox daily when you subscribe at GodTube.com, a division of Salem Media Group.
You aren't the only one who enjoys listening to Salem Media Group.
Everybody at Salem Media Group, you've been incredible. You really are, and you're very popular. More popular than you would even know.
We'd say you're in pretty good company.
And in Salem, what the job you do is great. I'm telling you, Salem has really done a fantastic job. I just want to thank you. You have courage. You have really courage, because I know it's not easy. Congratulations.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. BearingArms.com covers Second Amendment issues, self-defense, the latest gear, and more. That's BearingArms.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.